The next dictation by Dr. Sharon Armes, MD, is patient Marcus Huertas, H-U-E-R-T-A-S, H-U-E-R-T-A-S, first name M-A-R-C-O-S, Marcus Huertas. This is a tremble exercise stress test, file EST space Huertas space M. Tremble exercise stress test, date of examination, 7-18-22, CardioCare Associates letterhead, referring physician Elizabeth August, MD, performing physician Sharon Armes, MD, new paragraph, clinical indication, 39-year-old male with history of hypertension and abnormal ECG, new paragraph, ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, comma, IVCA, comma, J-point elevation, new paragraph, baseline blood pressure, 110 over 60, baseline heart rate, make that, sorry, it's not normal sinus rhythm, it's just sinus rhythm. Sinus rhythm, IVCA, J-point elevation. Baseline blood pressure, 110 over 60. Baseline heart rate, 56 beats per minute. New paragraph. The patient underwent tremble exercise stress test utilizing your Bruce protocol. Next to the blood pressure, where it says 110 over 60, put parentheses, Toprol XL, 25 milligrams, hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligrams, close parentheses. To continue where I was, new paragraph. The patient underwent tremble exercise stress test utilizing your Bruce protocol. The patient exercised for 13 minutes and 30 seconds, semicolon 1 minute and 30 seconds into stage 5 of Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 158, parentheses 87% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 154 over 72 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 24332, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1 minute cool down period at a speed 1.2 miles per hour and greater than 0%, new paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress. The recovery period, stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited excellent exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 14.5 mets. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress with effective blunting of his blood pressure response to stress on his current medication. The patient had a mildly attenuated heart rate response to exercise with just being able to attain greater than 85% maximum predicted heart rate at his functional capacity on his beta blocker. The patient had a final blood pressure of 112 over 77 and a heart rate of 84 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph conclusions 1. Normal ECG portion trouble exercise stress test 87% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. 3. The patient exhibited excellent exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 14.5 mets, comma, improved from his prior stress test. 4. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress with effective blunting of his blood pressure response to stress on his current medication. The patient had a mildly attenuated heart rate response to exercise with just being able to attain greater than 85% maximum predicted heart rate at his functional capacity. Findings may be in part related to his beta blocker, but also could be contributed to by a conditioned response to stress. 5, there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armes, MD.